The first cases of bird flu in the United States could show up in the next few weeks with the spring bird migration. In preparation, the Bush administration has drafted a plan that spells out in detail how the government would respond to a pandemic that could claim close to 2 million American lives and possibly overwhelm the U.S. healthcare system. The World Health Organization says in a worst-case scenario, 90 million Americans could contract the disease, and as many as 10 million would need hospitalization. Late last month at the U.S. Senate, United Nations bird flu planner David Nabarro stressed the danger of the current strain of bird flu.
But the extraordinary thing about H5N1 is it's a very virulent and horrible virus. It has also moved into 20 countries during the last 6 weeks.
The U.S. plan is still evolving, but it will include directives on who will be the first to be vaccinated and where U.S. currency could be printed if U.S. mints could not do the job. It also includes a plan for drive-through medical exams to check for signs of the disease and expanding internet capability so more people could work from home and avoid contact with others. U.S. scientists are still debating such things as how much vaccine would be needed and who would have priority in receiving it. American poultry growers have already tightened security measures. Poultry farms restrict visitors, and chicken and other poultry do not mix with other livestock. President Bush is expected to sign off on the plan soon. Carol Pearson, VOA News.